Everything else, and the blinds are broken. He's out there, he's out there. He was there by me. Hey, come on over.
Did anybody hear from John?
He's out of town, Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
It is 6 o'clock, it's Tuesday, October 8th, for a council meeting, and Chaplain Farmer, could you please lead us in a prayer, blessing and a pledge?
Eternal gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day and for every day. We thank you for the gifts of work that gives meaning and purpose to our lives, for the gifts that you've given us to do that work. We thank you for the gifts of friends who support us, the gift of health that we have. And we especially thank you for the love of family who support us during good times and bad. Lord, we also pray in your blessing upon all those who protect us, those in the police department, our firefighters, our paramedics, and EMTs. We ask for your continued hand of blessing upon them, as well as all those who serve us around the world in our military. Please give them your hand of protection as they work for us. And Lord, during these difficult times, we also pray for all of those who are in elected office and appointed office during these difficult times. We pray that you will give them knowledge and wisdom and the ability to work through problems to find solutions for all of us. And Lord, we pray that we will have not only lips that offer prayer, but hands and hearts that offer help to others. All this we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want me to face the flag? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chaplain, and thank you, Ken. Mr. Pagliarini, are we in compliance with the Freedom of Information Act?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we're in compliance.
Thank you very much. Has everybody a chance to look at the agenda? Need a motion to approve it.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any no's? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. DeMore?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, council members, please join me out front. Council members, ladies and gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
I have one proclamation to read. Dr. Antoinette, are you here, please? There you are, ma'am. Would you come forward?
Yes.
We're celebrating Community Wellness Day. Good evening.
Hi.
I'll go ahead and read the proclamation.
Thank you.
Proclamation, whereas the health and well-being of community is our responsibility, and whereas the safety of our community is a significant concern for our residents, community leaders, and health caregivers, and whereas the financial literacy of our community has become critical, and whereas the environmental welfare is of universal concern and deserves the utmost attention, and whereas bringing awareness and raising the consciousness of financial, health, safety, and environmental wellness is the utmost concern to all the members of our community, so all have the tools required to take back responsibility for our community's well-being. Now, therefore, I, William D. Swales, Mayor of the Town of Mount Pleasant, do hereby proclaim October 12, 2013 as Community Wellness Day in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and urge that this day be dedicated to the efforts of doctors, of chiropractic, and helping educate all citizens on the importance of health, safety, and environmental and financial issues affecting our community.
Signed,
Mayor Swales.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, I believe we have a special recognition this evening.
We do. Where's Miss Mount Pleasant? Brooke Costello. Come up here, Brooke, please.
Nervous?
Oh, no.
No,
I thought you did excellent. I know you were a pretty strong boy.
Brooke, the mayor and the town council, we wanted to honor you, and we didn't know how to honor you. You've honored us by being Miss Mount Pleasant, Miss South Carolina. Going to Atlantic City and to listen to some idiots, but that's nothing to hear there. What we want to do is present you with the key to the city of Mount Pleasant. We want you to come back when you finish, because of everything that you've done. We can't list them on here, and we didn't. The only thing we said, your accomplishments and civil engagements, because you've done so many things. We just want to thank you and recognize you and give you the key to the city and make sure this is always your home. Thank you. And Mother Mountain, hey Sandy, you proud?
Mr. Ayew, would you lead us in recognizing some of our athletes, please?
Always a pleasure, too. Always a pleasure, too.
Unleash him.
Boys, y'all come on up here. Mayor, members of council, I present to you the Mount Pleasant 9 and under Cal Ripken State Champions 2013.
All right.
By Glenn Hill, Jeff Brooks, and Todd Snyder. They opened play in districts here in Mount Pleasant, going 4-1. The hardest part was winning two games on the last day by the 10-run rule over West Ashton, which in itself is not an easy task to beat them once, but to beat them twice in the same day is quite an accomplishment. They won the district title. They advanced to North Augusta to the state championship, where they went 3-0 and captured the Ripken State Championship for South Carolina. They advanced to the Southeastern Regionals, which were held in Franklin, Tennessee, where they went 2-2, defeating Maury County from Tennessee and Coosa, Alabama. Members of the team, I'm not going to butcher any last names, so I'll go Brad, John, Marshall, Blake, Witt, Owen, Collin, Shane, William, and JT. Folks, you stay champions.
Come up close again.
Right here. This is
Bagwell. I've never won a state championship.
Well, come up close here.
Everybody
comes
here, please. Big smile, everyone. Oh, smiling, everyone.
She was one big pain. We love her. Congratulations.
Great job.
We're the fifth.
Good job, guys.
Can we see that, please? Turn it around for us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I like that one. Good
job. What leaves you here?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator. Steve, let's do it. Opposed.
Track's already.
Designed for the ninth straight year, the Mount Pleasant Track Club won the state championship. State meet in Winthrop University on June 14th and 15th. Here are some of the members of the track club. In addition to winning the overall title, the track club handily won both the male and female divisions in six age groups. Had 146 of the youth qualified for a regional meet in Orlando. And from there, 37 of our competitors won state championships at the state meet, and four athletes set state records. State records were set by Mount Pleasant Track Club members in the javelin, Ginger, Arnold, 8 and under girls, high jump, Morgan, Aaron, 9 and 10 girls, 200 meter hurdles, Austin Marshall, 13, 14 boys, and 3,000 meters, Melissa Perry, and 17, 18 girls. 36 members went to the regional meet, competing in 47 different events to qualify for the national. They reached their national aspirations over the 4th of July weekend in a region that covered South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. At the national meet, we had 12 All-American performances. And to qualify for All-American status, you must finish in the top 9 of your event. And we had 12 of those. Wow. All-Americans were Ginger Arnold, Troy Coco, Morgan Avery, Georgia Arnold, Zary Coker, Taylor Avery, Worth Burnett, Kristen Perrin, E.M. Christensen, Kendall Mercer, and Sarah Lee. That's all Americans for this year.
That's all.
We had to redesign the signs that we normally give. Now they're taking so many signs up on the track, it's going to cause a fence to fall off. We have to redesign signs. There will be a sign posted in those on, and Tammy Dennis, as usual, brings these teams along. This year particularly was a difficult one. We remember little Peyton Moore, passed away in July. 9 years old, and the team dedicated their effort and their season to him. And couldn't have done a better way than to come through the way they did, particularly in the javelin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, coach.
So their season was dedicated to him.
Congratulations.
Thanks for the way y'all represent Mount Pleasant.
Who's Morgan's sister? Which one belongs to you, Morgan? Where's your sister?
I met Morgan earlier. She's so proud of you.
And that's what we're doing. See you in the cross country.
Good job.
Great job.
We can't win them all, but it sure looks like we're winning them. First year of them.
Yes, sir.
Good job, guys. Ken, way to go. Thank you so much. Okay, I need approval of the minutes from September 10 regular meeting and the September 24 special meeting and the September financial statement.
Sir, we are.
Got a motion and a second for the approval. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Moore, any correspondence, public statement?
Yes, sir. One, Susan Sloat.
Susan? Where have you been, Susan?
I know you
can do this. I have. Come on up here. Give us your name and your address and 2 minutes of your time.
Okay. My name is Susan Sloat. I'm
My name is Susan Sloan. I live at 1300 Park West Boulevard, number 416 in Mount Pleasant. And I'm here, unfortunately, rather more familiar figure to some of you, I think. I've been coming here for 5 years to ask you about adding street lighting on some of the major thoroughfares in our town. Mr. Mayor, you may want to grab your smelling salts. I'm here to thank you. I live right off Highway 17 in Park West, and the street lighting for the first time in the 12 years that I've lived here is absolutely safe. It is wonderful. You come straight up 17 and there's lighting all the way. There are no moments when you are afraid that there's something in the shadows that you might hit. And I came to thank every one of you who has voted for this on council and supported it. I am so grateful to you. I figured that since you've been hearing me screaming at you for 5 years, it would be a welcome thing to hear me not scream and to be grateful.
Thank you very much, Susan. We do appreciate it. And we don't call that Johnny Dodge or Highway 17. We call that the Morrison Airport with all the lighting we have there. Thank you very much. Ms. Farrell?
It's centralized on your planning new business. The first item we have is an annexation. This is a property located at 457 Commonwealth and has been recommended for approval by the annexation committee.
Move for first reading.
Second.
I got a motion and a second for first reading.
I'm sorry, who was the second on that?
Mr. Glasson. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it. Thank you very much.
First reading, orders number 13061, an ordinance providing for the annexation of approximately 0.95-acre vacant parcel of land located at 457 Commonwealth Road, identified by TMS number 596-0800-089.
Thank you very much. Ms. Farrell, item number two.
Next item we have is also an annexation. These are four parcels of family land located in the Woodville subdivision and has been recommended for approval by the annexation committee.
Move for first reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second for first reading. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it.
It's first reading, ordinance number 13062, an ordinance providing for the annexation of four parcels of family land located in the Woodville subdivision.
Thank you very much. Item three, Ms. Farrell.
This is an amendment to the Pepper Tract plan development. This would be changing or rezoning from rural commercial to cluster development, single family, 10.5 acres. The plan development pepper plantation will still retain the ability to do commercial. They will just be reducing their commercial acreage by approximately 10 acres. They'll have 22 left. This will allow them to build an additional approximate 50 dwelling, single family dwelling units within that cluster development. Single-family section. It was reviewed by the Planning Commission and the Planning Committee, and both have recommended approval.
Your first reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second for first reading.
Question.
Yes, sir. Mr.
So, does this increase the number of lots that are available for single-family home, or those stay the same?
Well, the original plan development impact assessment was approved for 313. What they have platted so far is 224. So the 50 will just fall in line with that. They still are held just that cap of 313. It's just a matter of the area where they would like to locate it was originally designated for commercial, and they would like to designate that area instead of these single family. So the dwelling cap is the same as the 313.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Ms. Farrell? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it.
First reading, ordinance number 13063, an ordinance to provide for a second amendment to the Pepper Tract PDCD Plan Development Conservation Design District Ordinance. Ordinance number 11048, by rezoning from RC, Rural Commercial District, to CDSF, Cluster Development Single Family District, and approximately 10.55-acre portion thereof.
Thank you. Item four, Ms. Farrell.
This is a text amendment to the code of ordinance, specifically the Old Village Historic District, regarding building area ratio. This has been reviewed first by our Old Village Historic District Commission and then also by the Planning Commission. What this will allow is that as long as the massing of a building is not being increased then individuals will still be able to exceed the building area ratio that we have on the code books. We were finding that a number of folks wanted to come in and finish off areas, attic spaces, and so on. It was causing them to exceed the building area ratio, therefore it was not allowed. So the filling up of village commission was, as long as the massing of the building remains the same, that this would be appropriate. They recommend approval. The planning commission is recommended approval as of today.
Move the first reading.
Second.
Got a motion, second, first reading. Any discussion, questions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it.
First reading, ordinance number 13064, an ordinance to amend 156.330 E3E of Chapter 156 of the Use District Regulations Division of the Mount Pleasant Code of Ordinances pertaining to building area ratio requirements in the OVHD, Old Village Historic District.
Thank you very much. Ms. Farrell, under old business, item one.
The first item we have is final reading for the annexation of property known as the Hunter Tract, which is located adjacent to Harbor Gate Shores Home Farm in Fiddler's Marsh.
Your final reading of items one and two.
Second.
Does anybody have a problem combining one and two? We have a motion to second. Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of item one and two?
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it.
Final reading, ordinance number 13058, an ordinance providing for the annexation of approximately 18.63-acre parcel of land known as a portion of Tract 3, Kinlock Subdivision, also known as the Hyman Tract, located adjacent to the Harbor Gate Shores, Home Farm, and Fiddler's Marsh subdivisions, and identified by TMS number 532-1600-119. Final reading, ordinance number 13059, an ordinance to zone R2, low-density residential district, and approximately 18.63-acre parcel of land known as portion of Tract 3, Kinlock Subdivision, also known as the Hyman Tract, located adjacent to the Harbor Gate Shores, Home Farm, and Fiddler's Marsh subdivisions, identified by TMS number 532-1600-119.
Thank you very much. Item number three, Ms. Farrell.
Last item we have is the amendment to the Bell Hall Plan Development. This is for a portion of property we're currently in condominium. Multifamily use is allowed. This would allow rentals to occur as well. So any type of multifamily would be permitted with this amendment.
Your final reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it.
Final reading, 13060, an ordinance to amend the Bell Hall Plan Development District Ordinance pertaining to a 5.54-acre parcel of land identified by TMS number 54000000002, located within the Bell Hall Commercial Center, allowing multifamily use for 66 residential units.
Thank you very much. Committee reports, Mr. Carey, do you have anything for accommodation tax?
Accommodations did not meet, but I thought council would be interested to know that our hotels are at 72% occupancy with 10,250 rooms occupied for the last month, but we have the highest ADR, average daily rate, in the county at $120 a night. So our hotels are doing very well, even as the season dwindles.
Thank you very much. I know the chief's not going to be too mad about our old hotel on Stuart Engel being knocked down.
No, he's not.
Thank you very much. Ms. Page, annexation?
Yes, sir, we did meet. The committee recommended approval of the annexations that appeared earlier in the agenda under planning new business. Of note are the Woodville subdivision annexations that represent properties located in the town's expanded planning area. All annexation properties will assume residential zoning district classifications upon annexation. The parcel on Commonwealth Road will be RR, which is rural residential, and the Woodville tracts will be RC2, Rural Conservation 2. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Page. Bids and purchases, Mr. Glasson.
Mr. Mayor, fellow council members, I have a report. The Bids and Purchase Committee did meet. The committee approved the purchase of a refuse truck with a Packer body in the amount of $185,200 from Hughes Motor Incorporated. The committee also approved purchase of a four-wheel loader with attachments from the Blanchard Machinery Company in the amount of $256,600. Both pieces of equipment are within our budget, and this will be assigned to the Public Services Department. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Give Mr. Peel what he needs and he'll get the job done.
Your trucks.
Economic Development, Mr. O'Neill.
Mr. Mayor, we did not meet, but the Harbor Accelerator is still looking for additional tenants to come in and as part of the 12-week acceleration program in the incubator. So applications need to be in by the 1st of November.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor?
I'd like to point out also, while the committee didn't meet, I did attend a presentation by Mr. O'Neill and Ms. Mary that they gave to a room full of people up at Roper North Hospital that was very well received on that very topic. So I personally appreciate both of them doing that. That was well received and well attended.
Great. Thank you very much. Finance, Mr. Carrier?
Finance did not meet, Mayor and Council, but I would like to say that our department heads overall are at a very good position in the budget, having not overspent where we should be, and I commend them for that.
Thank you very much. Fire Committee, Mr. Glasson?
The Fire Committee did not meet. However, Chief has put together and continued to upgrade on our PEMRC program, where we have 39 currently. And just some interesting statistics from 2012 to 2013, a 12-month window up to September of 2013, our medical calls were up 64% from 218 to 357. Our cardiac arrests were up 500%. And if you look at it from year to year, the same holds true. We're up about 10% in medical calls and about 159% in cardiac arrests. So my hat's off to the chief and continuing to identify and provide a great program. And it's definitely... the need is out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief. Great job. Human Resources, Mr. Dr. Ryan?
Yes, sir. The Human Resources Committee did not need to get a report.
Thank you very much. Patriots Point, I did not attend that meeting, but the Medal of Honor keeps kicking on, and I think the agreement's signed. So maybe one day we'll have that Medal of Honor museum. Planning Committee, Mr. Stokes Marshall?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, fellow council members, I have one item to report on. It's an update on the workforce and senior housing. Staff presented to the committee a review on workforce and senior housing. The review included an overview of comprehensive plan goals related to housing, information on current workforce and senior housing development in the town, and suggestions for consideration of potential incentives of zoning changes that may further support workforce and senior housing. The committee recognized that the town should continue to pursue efforts to address workforce and senior housing needs, and that this should be included as a focus in the upcoming comprehensive plan update. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Police legal will be under council new business. We got three resolutions that we'll cover at that time. Public service?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Nichols?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Members of Council, 1.5 items. We did meet, and we heard from members of the community as well as staff, particularly the members of the East Cooper Civic Club, regarding 4th Avenue. Most of you are familiar with the desire, but with the problem, namely that we think we have a road up there that is under our ownership and control, but we've been provided with an estimate for building the road out, including permitting, design, and drainage costs that simply isn't feasible. At least the committee didn't think so at this time. Notwithstanding, the committee is interested in placing the project itself on the coming year's prioritization schedule. And we received that as a matter of information. We'll revisit that issue again as the town project list is updated. The happy thing is I want to state that Mr. Peel, Mr. DeMora, and myself, in a rainstorm yesterday, had a field trip to a local drainage ditch and met with 5-6 homeowners, stood out there for about 45 minutes. The point being that it's great to live in a town where our town administrator, a department head, and some concerned citizens got together and identified an issue, and I think we're going to be able to help them out a little bit. Not bad for a town of nearly 75,000 people with a lot of things going on. Just want to thank them both. Appreciate working with you both. Thank you, Ms. Mayor.
You're lucky to be the chairman of that committee, aren't you?
Yeah. Good I did job. Not have boots. Although Mr. DeMora had boots.
Mr. Peel can loan you some boots, you know. He's got some boots.
I mean, if you got a pair of public services.
Mr. Byrne is excused tonight, so you're going to take recreation?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Mayor. I will submit the I'm sorry, Ms. Thomasine, I was not aware. I apologize.
Well, good.
Mr. Mayor, fellow councilmembers, I have one action item, and on the Recreation Committee, which recommends that council approve our mayor, Billy Swales, as the grand marshal for the Christmas Parade 2013, pending the mayor's approval, since in all probability we will have a new mayor.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Stokes Marshall, you want to handle that one, since I'm not going to, I'm going to accuse myself of anything?
Absolutely. Okay, I place this item in the form of a motion as stated. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes carry with our mayor's statement.
Thank you very much. I'll do it if the new mayor wants me to. Peggy? Peggy, congratulations.
Maybe Brooke will ride with you. You can get Miss South Carolina to ride with you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Miss South Carolina and my granddaughter, that's what I'll do.
Well, the Transportation Committee didn't meet, but we took transportation to Columbia today and got permission to do something that'd be on the transportation agenda next month, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice meeting, even though we had to ride with Mr. Pagliarini. That won't happen again. Board of Commission, John didn't meet. Nope. Board of Supply and Weeding. Administrative report?
Yes, sir. Announcing one position on the Planning Commission. That's all.
Yeah, let me say something. Mr. Henry Middleton is a great guy, and I really hope I'm not going to be here in November. Well, I may be. I don't know. If I am, I'm certainly going to support Henry Middleton, so look forward to his reappointment to the Planning Committee. Okay, new business. Elton, who wants to take the first one?
Let's see, that's that one. I'll take it. This is a resolution to enter into a public access easements and a lease agreement regarding the docks located at Shem Creek. As you recall, if you were at the committee meeting, we discussed this. It's the south end of the docks that will be extended from where they are at, where the shrimp boat dock is, all the way back up to Mount Pleasant Seafood. Put that in the form of a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and second for the resolution, but we have a speaker.
Yes, sir. Mel Maurer.
Mr. Maurer.
No, I decline. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. It's a great opportunity for the town of Mount Pleasant to do this, in my opinion. So all those in favor of the resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it.
Resolution 13101.
Thank you very much.
Can you take that?
Yeah, please.
Second is another resolution we discussed in committee that enters into a license agreement regarding public access and use of a proposed parking garage near Shem Creek. This is actually at Church and Mill Streets, fronting on Coleman. That's the area where the old strip center was, and it was discussed at length in committee. I recommend it. Put it in the form of a motion.
Second.
Got a motion and second for the approval of the resolution. There you go. Comments, concerns? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Resolution 13102.
Okay, item number three.
Want that, Eric?
Please.
You want me to take it?
Yeah, please.
A resolution to adopt the town of Mount Pleasant right-of-way acquisition process. This was also discussed in committee, if you'll recall, where we're given the authority to up to, I think it's $100,000 limit to handle any acquisitions without coming to council for approval.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. We've identified, I think, as 28 properties in order to expedite it. I think we did the right thing. I know we did the right thing. So a motion and a second to pass the resolution. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The ayes have it. No.
Resolution 13103.
Thank you. There's no other business. I have a motion to adjourn. I have a motion. I have a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
No, 34 minutes.
Is that a record?
I think that's the record.